During the New Holland Blogger Days, I am visiting with one of our bloggers that is attending here in Turin, Italy. Emma Penny, why don't you tell me why you came, first of all?
Okay, I came to find out a bit more about what New Holland was doing because I was quite intrigued to be invited to a blogger day.
That's right. We were invited. That's probably the first opportunity to have a chance to do this. Now, we've been through 2 days of some tours and learning about what New Holland is doing with Expo Milano. What are some of the things you've learned? Maybe just a couple highlights for us.
Come to mind.
That their focus on the Expo Milano is going to be really trying to sort of put farmers center stage as being the kind of heroes of food production, which I think is a really good thing. And also that they are quite involved. This morning we went to see the university that's at the centre of the slow food movement. And so we learned about their involvement in that. And we also learned a lot more about the slow food movement and really what it stood for, which was really interesting.
It was, and very tasty, I might add. So let's see, going away from here then, have you been able to collect some story ideas, things that you can use when you go back home?
Yes, I have.
And so you must tell us all about them. No,
I couldn't possibly do that. I'd be giving my stories away.
I should have asked you right up front. You work for an agricultural newspaper, I believe.
Might as well tell us a little bit about Farmer's Garden.
Yeah, I work for, I'm a group editor for a company called Briefing Media, and I'm editor of their weekly news trade title, which is called Farmer's Guardian, which is a newspaper for farmers about farming. But I also work with some of my colleagues on a monthly magazine called Arable Farming, and one of my other colleagues edits another magazine called Dairy Farmer. And we have a website that covers everything, and we also do some events as well. So we have the Llama Show, which is a big machinery event in January, in the cold, in the middle of England, but we get about 40,000 people come to it over 2 days. And we have a very technical arable event, which is happening in November, called Crop Tech, which is very focused on kind of technical messages for farmers who are growing crops.
Very comprehensive, all of these things that you're doing. Well, we'll make sure that we point people there with links in the story we'll do on agwire.com. So thank you very much, Emma. It's good to see you. Saw you in, got to make a plug here for IFAJ because you were one of our tour hosts, I guess you might say, during the recent Congress in Scotland.
Yes, that's correct, and I really enjoyed welcoming everybody to Scotland, and I hope everybody got a lot out of it. But I know you all had a very packed program, and I think everybody probably went home feeling quite tired afterwards.
It took about a week, but I'm past that now.
Well, I really hope it inspired you all, because it was a real pleasure for all of us to welcome you to our country.
It was wonderful, and they always are. They all have their different character, but we want people to know who IFAJ is and support it if they can. So, here from Turin, Italy, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.